This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The Bush administration is denying that officials authorized the torture of suspected al-Qaeda detainees. The specter of torture is raised by administration memos leaked to the press this week. They contend that President Bush, as commander-in-chief, is not bound by international treaties or by federal laws banning torture. As reporters and international law experts examine those documents, they're finding a curious fact. The memos not only contradict long-standing U.S. policy, they also contradict legal positions advocated by the Bush administration in the U.S. Supreme Court. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
The premise of the Justice Department and Pentagon memos disclosed this week is that the president's powers to conduct war as commander-in-chief trump both international treaties signed by the U.S. and domestic laws. The Justice Department memo disclosed by the Washington Post was written to give the CIA guidance on how tough it could get with suspected al-Qaeda terrorists. The memo was sent to the White House counsel, Alberto Gonzalez, and to the CIA. And it says that torturing suspected al-Qaeda members abroad, quote, may be justified, and that laws banning torture, quote, may be unconstitutional if applied to interrogations of suspected terrorists. The Pentagon draft memo says essentially the same thing. But that position was directly contradicted by Bush administration advocates appearing in the Supreme Court in the enemy combatant cases in late April. Here, for example, is an exchange between Justice John Paul Stevens and Deputy Solicitor General Paul Clement.
Do you think there's anything in the law that curtails the method of interrogation that may be employed?
Well, I think there is, Justice Stevens. I mean,
and what is that?
Well, I mean, just to give one example, I think that the United States is signatory to conventions that prohibit torture and that sort of thing. So that's, you know, the United States is going to honor its treaty obligations.
Justice Ginsburg pressed the point.
If the law is what the executive says it is, what is it that would be a check against torture?
Well, first of all, there are treaty obligations.
And the treaty banning torture signed by the U.S. provides specifically that torture, even in wartime, is banned. The Pentagon memo, however, takes a contrary view. It says that the U.S. is not bound in wartime because Congress, in implementing legislation, made it a crime to torture but did not specifically mention wartime. Mary Ellen O'Connell is an international law professor at Ohio State University and a former Defense Department instructor on the law of war.
I think that's a leap to go from silence in an implementing document that actually was implementing a very clear set of legal standards to assuming that silence means the opposite of what the treaty itself says.
The Pentagon memo, drafted in March of 2003, also directly contradicts another position taken by Bush administration lawyers in the Supreme Court, this one in the case challenging the detentions at Guantanamo Bay. In the Supreme Court, Solicitor General Ted Olson told the justices that the prisoners being held at Guantanamo are not entitled to constitutional protections because Guantanamo is not within the territory of the United States, that it's foreign territory. But in the Pentagon memo, the lawyers argue that U.S. laws against torture do not apply to Guantanamo because those laws were written to apply outside the U.S., and the memo argues Guantanamo is U.S. territory and is not foreign territory. Critics say that both memos, and particularly the Justice Department memo, represent an abdication of the government's good faith role as a law enforcement authority. Scott Horton is the chairman of the New York Bar Association's Committee on International Law.
The most surprising thing about all these memos is the tone. That is, they adopt the tone of a criminal defense attorney who is weaving and bobbing through the law, trying to figure out exceptions, trying to figure out ways to render the law inoperative or unenforceable.
This week's memo controversy is not likely to die down anytime soon. Already, Democrats on Capitol Hill are discussing whether to call for the appointment of an outside counsel to investigate, the idea being that the Justice Department is too riddled with conflicts to be able to do the job. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.